Your station for Blackburn Rovers.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
I think you've seen the partnership that they've developed, and they've done very well at it against Burnley and on Thursday night against Leeds. You know, they really put themselves against the opposition and come out on top, in my opinion.
Do you sense with Akpan there's a lot more to come as well? He seems to have the physique and everything about him, the power to play in there. Do you think there's even more to come from him?
Oh, very much so. I think it's part of our recruitment policy where we look at people that we feel we can improve and get better, and he's exactly that. He's come in, he's had to wait to get his opportunity, but since he's had his opportunity, he's got better and better. Like you say, there's a lot more to come. You see his power and pace in midfield, and there ain't many like that in this division type thing, you know. So we're hopeful that he will continue to show the same form that he's got and get better.
It was a pretty good few days for you, wasn't it? You took charge of your own business Thursday night very well, and then when you see the other results in and around you in the table, it proved to be a very good weekend, didn't it?
Well, I think the only thing that we can concentrate on, like you say, is taking care of ourselves. And you know, there was a lot of hype surrounding the fixture because it was their manager's first game in charge. I still feel that, you know, in certain quarters we didn't get enough credit for us for our performance. You know, at the end of the game you have to assess the game, not what managers first game didn't do or did do. It's the actual game, and our players deserve a lot more credit than what they got from that performance. But it was their first away win, and rightly they enjoyed it in that moment. But straight away we got on them to back it up, and it's important that we do that on Tuesday.
What impressed you the most on Thursday from watching your players out there?
I thought the bravery, the way they went and set about the game with the ball, I thought was excellent. The football that we played was, you know, very good, continued from the standards that they've set throughout the season, if I'm being honest with the ball. But then I think, you know, the maturity that they showed to see the game out and be professional. We, like you say, we had a time where the captain was missing, we were down to 10 men, but I thought we, you know, we coped with that very well as well. So, you know, very pleased with how they went about it.
You almost look at it and think, this is the big test for us. First 10, 15 minutes of a second half when you're leading 2-0 in a big game atmosphere. Yeah. Can you cope with it? And they did remarkably well.
No, exactly that. You know, we spoke about the fact that obviously they'd have gone in. They probably got a bit of an ear bashing, and to expect them to come out and have a go. And if we said if we could get through the first 15 minutes, then, you know, we go and try and pick them off. And we had opportunities to pick them off, and that was probably the one disappointing thing from the second half, that we didn't capitalise on one or two great opportunities that we had.
Talked about partnerships in midfield. Do you view Jordan Rhodes and Tom Lawrence as a pair, Gary? The way Tom plays, he can play here, there and everywhere. He's not almost a centre forward, if you see what I mean, but do you see them as a pair?
Well, yeah, very much so. Tom's got the ability to, like you say, to play centre forward, and he does play centre forward, and then he finds himself in great positions, and he's got a tremendous work ethic. You know, having watched the game back, you forget little bits, and then when you watch it back again, you go, blooming heck, yeah, he did ever so well there. And there's a couple in the first half where he comes back and helps out the midfield tremendously well, and he's going the right way, and they are a partnership. I think, you know, Jordan likes to feed off him as well, and the way that they linked up in the second half was terrific as well.